We have your chance in less than 10 minutes around 8:10, 7:10 Central to win a $100 Amazon gift card thanks to our friends at the CW. We're going to talk more about that coming up, but your chance to win, you're looking for some money for the holidays for yourself or a friend, $100 will go a long, long way.
This is so perfect. You can buy some presents with that.
Is Drake wrong for texting Billie Eilish? He's getting a lot of heat for this online. The number is 833-563-2539. There was an interview going on recently. Billie Eilish was talking to Vanity Fair, and she revealed one of the most famous people in her phone, because they was always like, hey, who's the famous contact? It's Drake. She said, Drake, he's like the nicest dude I've ever spoken to. I mean, I only like texted him, but he's so nice. Like, he doesn't need to be nice, you know what I mean? He's at like a high level in life where he doesn't need to be nice, but he is. So yeah.
Everyone should be nice.
Of course, but I guess, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, people will bow down to him and be nice to him, even like, you know, if he was a jerk to them. It's like, oh, it's Drake. I'll be nice to him no matter what. I get what she's saying, but you're right. You should always be kind, whether you're a big deal or just like your average
Joe. That's so gross when people are, who cares if you're famous, you have tons of money. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be like a kind human being.
Now, people were calling out Drake and his friendship with Billie because, well, there's a 15-year age gap between them. Somebody online said, I don't blame Billie Eilish one bit for thinking it's cool that Drake wants to be her friend. I loved it when I was 17 and adult men wanted to get to know me too. It's only in hindsight that I found it weird and that it's really kind of on adults to interrogate what's being nice actually means here. So I think that person's kind of saying like, well, why is Drake really talking to you? As if like he's trying to like hook up with a 17-year-old.
Well, what did the text messages say? It could just be like, hey, I love your sound. I love your vibe.
Or, we don't know. I mean, she didn't reveal that. And I get what you're saying, but Billie Eilish, first of all, always outspoken. I think if Drake was being creepy and sliding like that, or texting, saying something like this, some weird, creepy stuff, I think she'd call him out. She'd put him on blast.
Yeah, I just think he was probably just reaching out. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was into it.
I think, too, it's hard to find a lot of people who might be in your same shoes when you are 17 and, like, one of the most famous people on the planet right now. And Drake can relate to that. I mean, he was a star from a young age. I mean, he was on Degrassi when he was young, and then he would like start rapping when he was young. So I think maybe he was just giving her advice or being like, hey, like, keep your head up. You're killing the game right now. Like, we don't know what the text said.
Yeah, it's all the context would make all the difference.
And here's another one. And 833-563-2539. If you think it's the right thing or wrong thing or not even that big, I don't think it's that big of a deal, personally. Other people pointed out that there was actually a similar situation when last year, 14-year-old Millie Bobby Brown revealed that Drake also text her.
Yeah, Drake.
So Millie and Billy, what's going on here with the Illies? I guess he texted, and the people were just saying that's really creepy. But it's like a lot of people are saying too, it's harmless. Like, what's the big deal? What's wrong with him texting these big people? Now, if Drake randomly just had a 14-year-old girl's phone number, like, what? Like, what do you mean you have my little niece's phone number, creep or nephew? You know, but it's like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. What do you think, Mackenzie?
Again, I just think it's all in the context. Like, if he's like, hey, I like your sound, I'd love to collab, blah, 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 we'll say that's one thing. But if it's like, hey, girl, you know, if it's sexual in nature, then that is inappropriate.
Of course. I think people are just looking for a problem. Like, the people that are commenting about this online, and that's where I saw the story. I'm like, wait, because at first it sounds bad, like Drake texting a 17 and a 14-year-old, but it's like, okay, it's Billie Eilish and Millie Bobby Brown. They're both on top of their game in acting and in music. And as Liv brought up too, Drake, he was like, for one time, I mean, he's still a big deal, but he was like the number one thing going. Just like right now, Billie Eilish is the number one thing out there that's happening.
And here's the thing, like the Biebs, like she really looked up to Justin Bieber. He reached out to her, Scooter Braun, the manager, like they met and stuff, and it was a big deal. It's like, that wasn't weird.
I know,
because
exactly.
Justin Bieber was the same way. He was a kid prodigy.
All right, well, in my opinion, Drake, you're doing your thing, man. No big deal. I'd like some new music if we can maybe work on that. Wait, do you think this could be a Drake and Billie collab?
I was kind of all about Drake and Kylie Jenner getting together, but now, of course, we hear rumors that she's getting maybe back with Travis Scott, but I would like a little Drake. I feel like Drake belongs with the Kardashian clan.
All right. Well, hey, we have got your chance right now to do something. You could go buy a Drake album. You could go buy a Billie Eilish. And you could go, I don't know, maybe meet and greet Millie Bobby Brown if you had any money left over. We got a $100 Amazon gift card that we want to hook you up with. We're going to do DC Heroes of the Multiverse. We're going to do a little trivia right now. Really simple. It's a true or false question. If you answer it correctly, we're hooking you up with $100. All you got to do is call us right now to play the game. It's 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.